Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. We're talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
Cattlemen, make plans to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Meeting Thursday, January 27th at the Embassy Suites Northwest, Oklahoma City, starting at 9 a.m. Hear updates from Congressman Frank Lucas and Adria Berry with the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. Then work with fellow cattle producers to review and set policy important to the well-being of the beef cattle business here in Oklahoma. Have your voice heard at the state capitol as well as in Washington. Learn more about the OCA Winter Policy Meeting by going to okcattlemen.org.
Talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, let's talk about the latest cattle on feed report, our January 1 numbers. First of all, maybe give us the numbers.
Yeah, you bet. So the January cattle on feed report had placements in the month of December up nearly 6%, and marketings were 100 point, really just even with a year ago. Just a fraction over 100% of a year ago. And the on-feed total for January 1 was 12.04 million head. And that rounds up to 1% above a year ago.
The placement number, is that a little high?
It is bigger than expected. You know, it's bigger than the average guess. And it's actually outside the range of guesses. So now I know that, you know, I had seen some stuff that said that we might see some big placements, but when it was all said and done, nobody really anticipated these placements to be quite this high. So that's probably going to be treated as a little bit of a bearish factor.
I guess you got to maybe think through that a little bit, you know, a little bit of a head scratcher as to why they jumped that high.
Well, you know, I mean, in my own mind, I think there's a couple of things going on. One is, of course, with the strength we had in cattle markets all fall, we saw, you know, cattle auction runs build through the through November. They weren't actually as big ahead of Thanksgiving as I might have expected, but they got bigger in December than I expected. So I think some of it might have just been the timing of when some of the cattle came to town. The other thing, of course, in the Southern Plains, we're very dry right now. We know some of the wheat pastures going backwards, so we may have had some cattle actually come back through the auctions and wind up going into the feedlots or moving straight from the wheat to the feedlots earlier than expected.
When you look at the overall numbers, 1% above a year ago, that also somewhat higher than what the trade was anticipating, correct?
Yeah, it did. That big placement number pushed the on-feed total up. We were expecting to be just about even with a year ago. You know, it's been a really slow process. Obviously, we actually went back up this month, but it's been a really slow process of trying to pull these feedlot numbers down. And, of course, feedlots in and of themselves like to keep the feedlots full, so they're going to keep trying as long as they can. If you look at the weight breakdowns in this number, you see that for the second month in a row, November was this way, December was this way. The bulk of the increase in the placements was in very lightweight cattle. So feedlots are reaching out there. They're getting these lightweight cattle. Part of that was the time of the year, the big fall calf run. Part of it may have been the lack of wheat pasture, but part of it may just be that that's what feedlots can find right now. And if that's true, my expectation is that they can only do this for so long. They may do it another month or two, but sooner or later, we're going to find out that we're significantly tighter on these cattle numbers than it might appear right now.
And most certainly, if they are placing lighter cattle, that means they can kind of spread out when they actually may be ready to head to the processing plant.
That's right. These cattle are going to be on feed, you know, for quite a while. We've got, you know, still some winter weather yet to go through that'll probably further stretch them out. We're going to move these cattle around here through, you know, much of the first half of the year and even a little bit beyond that.
When you, start the kind of putting all that together with the some of the problems our processing plants have had in recent weeks because of the spike in COVID numbers, and it seems like we haven't been able to quite get back up to full speed as of yet on our processing numbers week by week. What does this whole picture tell you?
Well, you know, I think we are having some issues there in terms of timeliness of processing. I don't think the numbers are really burdensome, partly because we have had these lightweight placements. So the on-feed total, is a little misleading in terms of the number of cattle we have to process right now. They're going to be spread out over the next several months. So I think it's all going to work out okay as we go forward. But, obviously the disruptions in the processing is slowing things down once again. We fought this much of last year, and we're seeing a little bit of it again this year. So it just takes us longer and longer to kind of really, really see the results of where we are in a bigger picture sense of overall cattle numbers.
I guess what when you think about the heavier weight cattle that we've got ready to go through to the packing plant, to the processing plants, you know, the big question mark for a lot of these guys in the cattle industry, when are we going to get some leverage back after we kind of had it and seemingly we've lost it?
Yeah, you know, we've slipped a little bit on that. And you know, boy, it's tough to make predictions because it always seems to take longer than you'd think once you get a little bit behind. But I really, again, I don't think this is the kind of drawn out thing like we had last year. You know, it took us really the whole year up until November to kind of turn the corner. I don't think this will be anything like that, but we are going to have a period of time here, depending on how this thing proceeds from this point before we, you know, again, kind of get back on top of these numbers. And then we'll see that fed cattle market be able to respond a little bit more in terms of that. And we're at the time of the year where we would expect to see that fed cattle market move up to a seasonal peak over the next 2 or 3 months. And so hopefully we'll get caught up here and we'll actually be able to capitalize on that.
You feel good that we'll have that opportunity to do that?
I think so. I really do. I think this is a much more short run disruption that we're seeing right now. Obviously winter weather can play a part in it. And we don't really know how COVID is going to play out here. But it looks like all of those things are going to move a little bit faster here, and we should be able to get back on top of this in just a matter of a few short weeks here.
OSU's Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 44th Annual All Breeds Bull Sale happening Saturday, February 5th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. 65 breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, will be offered. Angus, Sim-Angus, Red Angus, Hereford, Black Hereford, and Charlet. For more information or to request a catalog, contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association Annual All Breeds Bull Sale, February 5th. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.